My personal experience is that if you have to wait for mayors, looking at myself in particular, you're not going to get a whole lot of business done. So when you've got a quorum, you got to get going. So we appreciate you all being here today. Thank you. I don't know that we need to do introductions, do we, Andrew?
Well, yes, because importantly, we have a new employee, Kurt Maurer, who is very important to this committee, who is joining us today. So we'd actually love to do introductions if that's okay, and then we'll give Kurt a minute to introduce himself to you all. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm chair of this committee, and I'm the my day job's the primary complaint department of Ogden City. So thank you for that. And how do you want to run it? I mean, I can look through the Brady Bunch Zoom screen, but
Yeah,
sure.
Mike, I can go next. I'm Bob Stevenson. I am Mike Caldwell's driver.
Which is why we don't come to meetings anymore in Salt Lake.
Exactly
It's
right.
pretty scary.
Mayor Silvestrini.
Yeah, I'll go next. I'm Jeff Silvestrini. I'm the mayor of Mill Creek, and I'm the chair this year of WFRC. And I guess I sit on the budget committee in that capacity. But it's always a good group of people, and I look forward to working with you, Kurt.
Commissioner Scott.
Jeff Scott, Box Elder County Commission and Vice Chair on WFRC this year, and member of the Budget Committee.
And Commissioner Scott knows Kurt well, because, as you all know, Commissioner Scott very generously spent his time with us helping to find Kurt and hire Kurt. And I think that brings us to Councilmember Wardle.
Hi, I'm Scott Wardle. I'm a Twilla County Councilman. We replaced our form of government this year with County Council versus County Commission. So good to be with you.
And then the other two members of the Budget Committee who are not able to join us, or not yet at least, is Mayor Jenny Wilson from Salt Lake County and Commissioner Mike Newton from Morgan County. Andrea and I, Councilman Wardle, Andrea and I were laughing this morning because Twilla and Morgan switched. One went from council to commission, the other went from commission to council. So we always have to check ourselves and making sure we're using the right honorific when we refer to
We completely understand it.
Right. So, and then let's have our team reintroduce themselves. Love it.
Love it, Baumgartner, current CFO, retiring soon.
Right, love it. Just give the budget committee the 30-second version of your retirement plan, please.
Okay, I'm going to be working full time with Kurt through the end of July to close out the current fiscal year and kind of get started on the audit. And then I'll be working a very limited 2-day-a-week schedule until the end of October, at which time I'll plan to attend the October meeting and present the audit. And then I'm going to ride off into the sunset. Be
Grab a
grammy.
mic, move to
Just be
Mexico.
grammy.
Love it.
Didn't.
Mayor Caldwell is raising the possibility of you moving down to Mexico.
No, I'm actually quite happy with Greenville, but thanks anyway. But
Well,
if I break any laws that I need to outrun the law, I guess I could do that. Go down to Mexico and hide out. That would
love
be
it. No law breaking on our watch. What you do
no,
afterwards is your
no.
business.
I
Okay. Yeah.
don't
And
have
you
the
all
energy
know
to break
this. I've
the
said this before. Love it. 26 years of great service. She was the first one. She set the trend for teleworking, and she's been teleworking for almost 10, well, 10 years now.
Almost 11 years. Yeah.
Almost 11 years. Yeah.
Sounds
And
good.
has done a great service for us sticking around for this transition period. Hey, Andrea, Mayor Wilson is attempting to get on. Will you resend links to her, please? Thank you. Okay.
Oh, that makes my meeting right there.
Well, that never happens
I
to
get in
you.
trouble like 1 minute out, like, where's the link? Where's the link? Happy to know it's not just me.
And then Ned, Wayne, will you introduce yourselves, please?
Sure. Ned Hacker. I'm the Director of Operations here at the Regional Council. Happy to be here.
And Wayne Bennion, Director of Short Range Planning and Programming.
Okay, Rosie and Andrea.
Hi, everyone. Rosie Hernandez, Administrative Assistant.
And I'm Andrea Pearson, Administrative Assistant. Thanks.
Well, thanks. And that brings us to
also
Kurt.
Also known as Andrew's boss.
Yeah, right.
If that's how it works. In
your office, it's like it's on the recording. So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Very good. Sure. I definitely do try to do what Andrea tells me to do. So we like to refer to it typically as a partnership.
Yes.
But it goes both ways.
Yes.
Kurt, that brings us to you. Just take a minute, if you would, and introduce yourself to the budget committee, please.
Thank you. I am very happy to be here. My name's Kurt Maurer. A little bit of my personal background. I grew up in Eastern Utah on a small little ranch. My dad was a teacher from 8 to 4, and then he was a rancher the rest of the time. I attended the University of Utah, so I'm a University of Utah graduate. I spent a number of years working in the financial services industry. And then I began my public employment career with Utah Retirement Systems as a compliance auditor. An opportunity became available for me to return to Roosevelt as the chief financial officer with Uinta Basin Association of Governments, doing many of the same things that Lovett has done with WFRC. We oversaw financial operations for over 40 grants, all different types of grants. And when this position first opened up prior to the pandemic, I was very excited for the opportunity. And then during the course of the pandemic, the recruitment was suspended. However, my interest never lessened. And then when it was opened up earlier this year, I was excited for the opportunity and appreciate everybody on the interview committee. Commissioner Scott, it was nice to be part of the interview process with you. And I'm excited to be here. On a personal note, my wife and I have 2 young boys, 4 and 1. We like to travel. However, the travel, much like the pandemic, has been suspended due to the nature of trying to travel with a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. We enjoy different types of cuisine. We love to cook, love spending time together as a family. And I'm just excited to be here. I'm really excited to be here and grateful for the opportunity. And I'll give a shout out to Lovett. She's told me numerous times that she's not a very good teacher. In this case, I will disagree. I've learned so much from her over the last month. So thank you.
Hey, Kurt. Thank you. I'm sorry, Lovett. We're going to say something.
Oh, I just said thank you, Kurt. That's very nice. I know I'm not a teacher, but.
I'll just note that we feel very fortunate to have found Kurt. Also note Mayor Wilson has worked through the technology and has been able to join us now. Mayor, thanks for joining us. Hopefully you can hear me. And we were just introducing Kurt Maurer, who we just hired as Lovett's successor, because Lovett's going to be retiring in a few months. And we're very fortunate to have Kurt, who's not only talented and experienced in his own right, but because of his experience with another AOG, another association of governments, he's really able to hit the ground running for us. You all know as the budget committee, I would say not just as the budget committee, you know, several of you, Commissioner Stevenson and Mayor Caldwell, having been former chairs of the council, you know that we take our budgeting and our transparency and our accounting and all of that very, very seriously. And so this is an incredibly important position, and we feel really fortunate to have Kurt on board. Now we just have to find Kurt a house on the Wasatch Front, because he's in this tough situation. He's moving from the Uinta Basin, which is the only place in the state that the housing market is not red hot. And he's moving to the Wasatch Front. And you all know how just bonkers the housing market is right now. So, you know, fortunately telecommuting works, but if any of you come upon you know, a house that's just about to go on the market, but not on the market, you know, give Kurt a shout. All right.
Thank you, Andrew.
Can I add one thing to that, Andrew? Kurt, being a University of Utah graduate, you need to get on Zoom meetings with a little more red than blue, which is going to make Bob Stevenson mad because he's got season tickets to both BYU and Utah.
That's true. That's exactly right. And the Raiders.
It just brings up a little more trust and everything. The Raiders.
Personally, I appreciate the Aggie blue, Kurt. You wear it well.
Thank you, and I will definitely keep that in mind.
Man, Kurt, you're really starting off on the wrong foot here, buddy.
Just a little cheap shot.
It looks more like a Michigan blue anyway. That's the real blue.
Who knew wardrobe would be so complicated?
Maybe next time I'll choose white or something.
There you go.
Black.
Black. Hi, everyone. I am here. Sorry for the delay. I'm on the road and had to reset Zoom, but I can hear you and happy to participate.
Well, Jenny, we're happy you're here because we've been waiting to start until you got online.
Well, I hope that's not the case, unless you needed a quorum, and then I would understand.
Well, Jenny, you know we love you, and we can't do anything when you're not around.
Well, you're not going to get much done then, I'm afraid, with everything going on. But
Mayor Wilson, we finished introductions. We were introducing Kurt Maurer, who is new to our team, who's coming in as the successor for Lovett Baumgartner, our long-term CFO, who is retiring. So we look forward to you getting to know Kurt as well as we go forward.
Yeah, welcome, Kurt. We're happy to have you.
Thank you very much, Mayor. Greatly appreciated.
So, Mayor Caldwell, back to you then for the rest of the agenda.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. We have on number one, we have an action item, which is to approve the minutes from the WFRC budget meeting held March 11th, 2021. I'd be more than happy to accept a motion for that.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented to us.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. We have a first and a second. Any all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
That passes. Thank you. We have one other action item, which is the financial statements, check registers for February and March 2021, and the budget expenditure report to date. Andrew, is that to you?
Oh, the financial statements is just it's an action item.
I'll make a motion that we approve the financials as presented to us as part of the packet.
I'll second that. This is Scott Wardle.
First and a second. Thank you very much. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay. That brings us to number two, action recommended approval of WFRC's fiscal year 2022 budget, unified planning work program, and goals. And do I punt that to you, Andrew?
Yes, I'll take this one. Thank you very much, Mayor Caldwell. So the primary action item that we have for you today is, in fact, the approval of our draft budget goals and work program for the next fiscal year, which starts July 1 of 22. Now, we are more than happy to talk about this in as much detail as you would like, but I will note to you that this is the exact same. It has not changed at all, literally, from what we presented to you as a budget committee, discussed in March. Then it went to the council for review and discussion, and it was then released, sent out for public comment and review. We sent it to all the COGs in the region and put it out for public comment. We have not received any comments or questions. And so what you have before you in your packets is the budget for next year, the goals for next year, and the work program for next year. So our intention, I think, just in the interest of your time, is not to spend a bunch of time going over it again. I'll give you a very brief reminder of the process point that we're at. The way this works is we put it together, we present it in March, We take it out. We bring it back in May. You have the opportunity. We have the opportunity as staff to recommend modifications if we think any are needed. We are not recommending any. You have the opportunity to make modifications if you'd like. You don't have to. And then we take it to the council, which meets on May 27th, if I've got that right. Yes, Thursday, May 27th for final approval. And just as a reminder, we walk through the goals. There's significant consistency in the goals from one year to the next based on the continuation of our mission. We certainly added in there adjusting to the impacts, both as an organization and as a region, to the pandemic. We also added in a reference point to incorporating equity into our work more fully or more intentionally. There were a few other modest modifications to the goals, but basically there was consistency from last year to this year. On the budget, we also had a pretty consistent budget. What you may remember is that our budget for this year, for fiscal year 21, our spending dropped intentionally as we limited or froze some spending because of all the uncertainties associated with the pandemic. We delayed some hiring. We delayed filling some consultant contracts. And what we are anticipating and budgeting and planning for is essentially a return to normal, if you will, in FY22, which means having our full complement of staffing. It also means the continuation of our contractual efforts. You all know that you remember that the way our budget works is we budget for the full value of our consulting contracts in one year, even if they are over multi-years, and then we push that that portion that continues into a subsequent year, we push that budget over to the next year. So we budget a certain amount, we typically come under that in actual spending, and then we roll that into the next year. We carry that forward into the next year. That's the basic dynamic that explains the sort of the ebbs and flows of our budget process. The only other thing I want to specifically note to you, I mentioned in the budget, having the full complement of staff. We have 30 staff people now. In March, after doing some consultation with you, we instituted a COLA for our team of 2%. That was after freezing salaries for the whole time during the basically for a year during the pandemic. Then we did the 2% COLA, given the fact that, you know, all of our budgets, public budgets, were more stable than we had anticipated. And the budget for next year, for FY22, has in it the same approach that we have utilized in for many years at WFRC, which is to budget a 5% cap, if you will, or room for growth in that line item to allow for wage adjustments and benefit cost adjustments, including health insurance premium modifications. Within that 5%, then we have the ability to make COLAs or merit increases as fits the market after checking in with our peer organizations, cities and counties in the state to make sure that we're in line. So we don't have to use the whole 5%, but we have some flexibility within that. Now, this isn't technically something that's expressed in the budget, but I just want to share with you what we're thinking at this point. We did the 2% COLA in March. And what my inclination at this point is to not do another COLA then again, but rather come July 1, do a modest merit adjustment for employees that have the, you know, that are warranting the merit increase. And we haven't put a figure on that yet, but if we were consistent with previous years, it would be in the 1% to 2% range for a merit. So we had the delay. We did no merit increases last year. We delayed the COLA. We just did that and then intend for a modest merit increase going forward in FY22. So Mayor Caldwell, you know, that's, I'll stop there. Obviously, if anybody has any questions, either now to discuss or offline to go into more detail, we would be more than happy to do so.
Thanks for that, Andrew. Any questions? Okay, looking around and not seeing any, we have an action item on this, which is the recommended approval of WFRC's fiscal year 22 budget, unified planning work program, and goals. Anybody have anything to add or anybody willing to make a motion?
I'll move that we pass the 22 budget along with the goals and the whatchamacallits.
The work
program. Thank you. We'll be well noted.
Yeah.
I will second Commissioner Stevenson's motion.
Okay, we have first and second. Thank you very much for that. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that passes. Thank you very much. Up next, we have number three, action approve resolution to change signatures on the PTIF account.
Mayor Caldwell, we're going to turn to Lovett to briefly explain this.
Okay, so the Public Treasurer's Investment Fund is where we park cash that we've received that we're, you know, that it's not needed in the next couple of days for paying bills or operations. And that allows us to get a little higher rate of interest. The only thing you can do with that account is move it back and forth between the checking account. However, it does require some authorized signatures who can do things such as add users, change addresses, things of that nature. And this is something that we have to update every time the officers of the organization change. So that's what we are doing right now. We are taking off the old signatures and we are adding Mayor Caldwell, Mayor Silvestrini, and Andrew's already on there, but we're basically doing that as a housekeeping to keep that the administration of that PTIF account current.
And Lovett, we need the action from the Budget Committee to then take back to demonstrate to the PTIF that we have that authorization, and then we can move it.
They require a resolution by this body here to do that. So there was a form in the packet that had the signatures, which we will collect at some point, but it requires Mayor Caldwell to sign the resolution that we've agreed to do that, or that this body has agreed to do that.
Okay.
We'll never get him to do that.
that's a physical signature. Yeah. I'm in Salt Lake in forever.
We'll
I don't know.
Figure that out.
So, do you need an action, a motion for a resolution, or just authorize the two signatories?
It's an action for the resolution.
This is Mayor Wilson. I'll make a motion in favor of the resolution, and. Which allows the signatories of Mayors Caldwell and Silvestrini.
Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate that motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a first and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that passes. We'll move on next to the fraud risk assessment for fiscal year 21.
Mayor Caldwell, I'm going to start out on this one and then turn to Kurt to fill in a little here. You all are presumably, this is not an action item. It's an informational item. It's an important informational item in that I think you're all aware in that all of your organizations are required, just like we are as a public entity, to complete this self-assessment of our fraud risk. This is something that the state auditor's office put together. Last year was the first year that it had to be done, and now we're doing it again. It's the annual self-assessment. And it measures the risk of fraud by this. You know, it's not a perfect tool, but it is a good tool to measure the potential risk of fraud. Last year, when we did this assessment, we calculated our score. And our score led us to the rating of low risk, which is good. This year, we calculated our score, and it again led us to the rating of low risk. Now I'll note that we gained some points and lost some points in a few areas, but netted out at the same. And that's really the result of having some changes in personnel, in positions. Namely, right now we don't actually have a licensed accountant on the budget committee. Tina Cannon was a licensed accountant. She was on the budget committee before, so we don't have that now. But we do with Kurt joining us. He has brought some training that has actually gotten us some more points. So that's terrific. But bottom line, we're a low risk organization. I want to note that we have taken, before the fraud risk assessment, we took, and I know you all do as well, we took ethics and transparency and accountability incredibly seriously. And so we were in a really good position when the fraud risk assessment tool was created to have good policies and a good culture, I would say, that puts us in really good stead. And as Lovett has noted over the years, the separation of duties is something that we have felt to be at the top of the list of importance. Well, a culture of ethics and transparency and technically the separation of duties, the fraud risk assessment noted that as the most important thing as well. And so we've got perfect marks on that component. I guess what we want to do just briefly is when this fraud risk assessment came out last year, it did prompt a really good self-assessment and then conversation that we as a budget committee had, and we identified some things that we were going to update going forward. And so we wanted to give you a brief reminder of what those things are and where we stand on that. Now, all this stuff was also in your materials, but in case you haven't had a chance to read through all those materials, I'm going to turn to Kurt to give us a brief review of what we said we were going to do last year and where we are this year. Kurt?
Thanks, Andrew. There were items last year that the council should take action to define the role of the budget committee as also the council's audit committee. That was done in August of 2020, and that information is updated as an amendment to the WFRC's accounting administrative policy. Then the and right now WFRC has an RFQ out for internal auditor services. That was another area of improvement, if you will, that was shown last year with the fraud risk assessment. That is, like I said, out now, and it's due by the 17th of May. And so very soon thereafter, we hope to select, we will select an internal auditor, which will help he or she or the organization will help to review policies, procedures, payroll, just anything within the organization.
Okay, those are the two notable things in addition to bringing Kurt on and the additional background that he has. Mayor, and Lovett, do you have anything else you want to add on this one? No?
Sorry, I'm unmuting. No, I think that's pretty good. We,
okay.
You know, we constantly look for ways to improve our process and our transparency and made some progress in some areas, and Kurt kind of evaluated it for us this year. So I don't know if you want to explain some of the scores that we received, but I'll turn it back over to Kurt.
Well, as Andrew mentioned, I'm sorry, her name escapes me, leading the budget committee. I don't have an accounting degree. I have a finance degree. So according to this year's fraud risk assessment, with Lovett staying on staff for a portion of the year, got full points for that. Unless the assessment language is changed in the future, I don't have that accounting degree. However, I am in the process of beginning the CGFM, the Certified Government Financial Manager's Certification, which would be an equivalent of a CPA for the fraud risk assessment. However, that is quite a process that may take more than a year to complete. But we, as Lovett said, we want to be as transparent as open as we possibly can be. And I personally like the fraud risk assessment. It's always nice to do some self-assessing with things like this.
Agreed. We welcome the review, the self-assessment and review by anybody, auditors, and any of you, of course, as the budget committee, and appreciate your engagement in this. That's it. We're just sharing this with you. We have to submit it to the state auditor's office. All the materials were in the packet. So Mayor Caldwell, back to you if there are any questions or comments that anybody has.
Any questions or comments? Seeing some shaking heads. I appreciate that report. That will bring us up to number five, Executive Director's Report. Andrew.
Well, thanks. The first thing I want to do is ask, looking at the whole team here on the staff, is there anything that we didn't talk about that is relevant to the budget committee that you were thinking, oh, Andrew should have mentioned this before? Okay, Ned is raising his hand. Ned?
So you want to just mention the two requests for qualifications that we have out for a performance and compensation work, as well as an internal auditor.
Right. So thank you very much, Ned. Good points. Thanks for the reminder. So the internal auditor was the one that Kurt was just mentioning about getting contracted assistance to help us with doing internal audit review of our policies, just as a routine matter. The second one, or the first one that Ned mentioned, we have another RFQ out on the street for a compensation and performance evaluation. So we have, I guess a few things here. One, we have a performance evaluation system that we think is somewhat antiquated. We want to make sure that we're giving great performance evaluation and feedback and training to our employees. So we want to get input on the best system to use there, modifications that we may make to our system. And then secondly, we every once in a while, every several years, we like to do an analysis of our compensation structure relative to the market. We have on our staff a lot of people who are not only talented, but have specialized training and roles in engineering or planning or modeling. And our people are our most important asset, of course. And we need to make sure that our salary ranges and compensation are tracking market in comparable skill sets in comparable arenas. So we package these various pieces together into one RFQ, and we put that out on the street, and we're going to be getting some advice. Now, what comes out of that doesn't dictate any action, but we want to be proactive and aware of what's going on in the market and just handle these things well. So that's the path forward, and we will keep you posted on that as we're discussing it, and may bring it back to you as a budget committee for some review and some feedback as we go. Ned, thank you. I really appreciate that reminder. Anything else, team? No? Mayor Caldwell, I don't have anything else in executive director's report. We are at your disposal as a budget committee. So if you want
to, either to Jeff or Bob, whoever wants to make the quickest motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Attaboy.
Well, hold on. We've still got, according to my watch, we've still got like 23 minutes.
I'll second the motion to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay. Thank you all very much. Appreciate
thank you.
We really appreciate all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Have a great day.